Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti. Today I'm in Rome for the premiere screening of Son of Saul by Laszlo Nemes, and I have here with me the protagonist, Geza Rorik. So what was your reaction when Laszlo Nemes called you and told you about the film?
He sent me the script, so he didn't tell me anything. He sent me the script, and I was frightened because I thought, these sort of movies I generally don't like. And this is a Holocaust movie, and it's gonna be full of cliches. And I'm frustrated with most of those movies. And then I was pleasantly surprised as I, you know, turned the pages and I saw that this is a very innovative and responsible and sensitive approach. It's not done the usual way. This is a different sort of movie. And by the time I finished the script, I was totally on board, and I said, look, whatever capacity I'm going to help you and support this movie, if I have to hold the lamp, I'm going to hold the lamp, but I want to be part of it.
Obviously, this movie is also important because it talks about a taboo issue in the Jewish history, right?
Right. So there are two things here, the what and the how. And the two are very interconnected, because if you know the what, then you understand that it cannot be just anyhow done. It has to find a way that it's really, you know, otherwise to get into this zone of the gas chambers and the crematoria, conventional movie making would fail. You had to come up with some sort of a new angle, a different language, so to speak. Cinematic language, and no movies really dared to speak about the center of the epicenter of the extermination camp, because they thought it too much. It cannot be. It's true that it's very easily could become pornographic or horroristic, and you don't want none of those. So what we realized, or Laszlo realized, is that less is more. That you can't show too much. You cannot really show the collective experience, but you can maybe show the experience of just one individual, one day of one man. So we came up with this, or he came up with this concept of having my face, my close-up, in the middle of the screen. And by doing that, he leaves all the graphic, you know, parts on the side, out of focus, blurry. In this way, the viewer has to use his or her own imagination. The power of suggestion is much stronger than being explicit. And because I don't know what frightens you, you are the one only to know that. So you're looking into these foggy images, and you are the one who decode it. You are the one who bring it home to yourself. And that's makes the movie experience a personal journey. Everybody really sees a different movie. So I thought it's an important movie to be made. I thought that we can clarify lots of issues that somehow this movie's misrepresented the Holocaust, or at least to us, they did not talk about the real Holocaust, which was much less sentimental than these movies usually bring it to you home. It's this. We did not want the viewer to cry. We were not looking for emotional response. We wanted to shake the viewer in his entire being. We wanted this movie to stay with you over days and weeks and months, possibly.
How did you read the book on which the film is based, and how did you prepare for the role? Did Laszlo Nemes interact with you and tell you from the beginning that he wanted to shoot this film in this particular way, through your eyes, but through your body?
Yes. First of all, there was more than one book. There are many books, and I read thousands of pages, and I did my homework. I thought, because of my family history, I know that I knew more than average, you know, on this topic. But even I had to do lots of reading on Sonderkommando. So I did my homework. I got every book possible. In terms of Laszlo, from the very beginning, he shared me the concept, and I understood it and I agreed with it, that the camera is going to be 60 centimeters from my face. I also knew that there will be long shots. Generally speaking, a movie has like 300 cuts in it. Our movie is only 80. So every scene is basically, you know, 1.5, 2, 3 minutes long. And that makes it, of course, much harder to shoot. But if you're doing that way, then the drive of the movie is uninterrupted. You really stay with the movie. It's not being cut into small pieces for no reason. So I understood the concept. I believed in the concept. And I think that it's not a perfect movie. And there's no perfect movies. But I think there was some sort of a blessing on this movie from the beginning to the end. I think a lot of things came together, but again, there was lots of work was invested in it as well.
How does it feel to be part of a project that already won a Grand Prix at the Festival de Cannes? It just won a Golden Globe and now is nominated for an Oscar.
Well, I'm a 48 years old high school teacher, and I'm not used to this sort of an exposure. You know, there are people who are doing this since, you know, 20 or even earlier, and they can't live without it. I'm quite fine without it, to tell you the truth. It's not the red carpet. I think it's an ugly carpet. I would never have it in my home. And I don't feel, you know, comfortable to talk about the Holocaust during cocktail parties, and so it's a weird situation, and I always have to remind myself why am I doing this for, and then I again recognize that this is important because the people wouldn't be able to hear about this movie otherwise. That's why I'm doing it for, because I want people to see it. Right now, I think it's over 80 countries that bought the movie, which is for... This is not a mainstream movie. This is a 1 million euro movie from Hungary, for God's sake. It's a fantastic journey that the film is, having, and people do respond well, from Japan to, you name it, Australia. And of course, it's great to see when your work is recognized and appreciated. But more importantly, I think that there's lots of people who thought that been there, done that, Holocaust movie, come on, nobody can tell me anything new. It's, you know, and these people are surprised. And again, this is not really just one historical event. We are talking about something that somehow is in the air again. And I'm not talking about Jews being targeted this particularly. I'm talking about cruelty is on our TV, is in our cities in many ways. And I think there's a sense of insecurity in Europe and even in America. There are times when people come together, and I think this is not one of those times. I think the distance between man and man is growing right now, and that's scary. I have 4 kids, and I feel that the world is heading towards chaos, if not war. And I thought that that nothing can beat the 20th century when it comes to being bloody. And we're just 15 years into the 21st, and I'm not optimistic.
Thank you, Geza Rorik, actor in the film Son of Saul, to be released here in Italy on January 21st. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.